Now, the government has said a flat no to Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown. Wayne Brown wants central government to start paying rates on their Auckland properties. He reckons the city would benefit from more than $400 million in revenue if the rates were paid on the government buildings and if the GST charged on rates was given back to him. He's with us now. Wayne, hello.
Hey, g'day.
Is that the end of it then, just a flat no?
Have they said flat no? They haven't said it to me. They've said it to you, have they? That's an interesting way. It's a very good, mine is a very good offer. Yeah. I mean, I'm solving their problem. They want to give help to people in a cost of living crisis, and they want to give a tax break. Well, the tax on this GST on rates is a tax on a land tax, and if they give that back, it'll help everybody. It solves their problem. Bingo.
Okay, Wayne,
they should thank me.
Before we get to that, so Simeon Brown said no last night and Chris Luxon said no today. And were you not aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Okay.
No, I wasn't aware of that. So that's also showing a bit of a lack of respect for the biggest city and the most elected person in New Zealand. On top of that, they're giving all their mates grossly overpaid jobs.
Oh, this is the...
No one in their right mind would pay $4,000 a day for Stephen Joyce. Come on.
What's your beef with Stephen Joyce?
He's cost us a lot of money. He was the guy who set up the Auckland City Rail Link contract, which is $1 billion over because of the poor way it was done. He's the guy that cost another $400 million more than it should have for the motorway, for the holiday highway to walk with.
Okay.
He's got a terrible track record, and I've got a good track record. I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
And they should definitely, that was the government that came up with that. And then to find out from you that they're going to do is not good either.
Honestly, Wayne, I saw this last night. I saw this 24 hours ago. Did you genuinely not see this?
No, well, I don't spend my life watching the TV or listening to the radio, to be quite honest. I've got other things to do.
How
but
insulting.
I haven't personally heard from anybody.
All right. Would you? Okay. Look, it seems to me that this may at least in part be caused by a breakdown in the relationship between you guys, central and local government. Is that fair or is that wrong?
Well, I don't have a bad relationship with either of those politicians. You know, I speak to Simeon reasonably regularly, and it's always quite cordial and pleasant. And when I get around to talking to Luxon, I've always been supportive of what he's doing. But Wellington civil servants don't like Auckland, never have. And they certainly don't like me pointing out that that's exactly where all the savings should take place.
So is it possible that the city deals, right, where they pump a whole bunch of money into economic growth, into actual housing growth?
You don't have to pump it in. Stop taking it out.
In terms of what, the GST?
The GST on rates. And justify why police stations, hospitals and schools, which use roads, footpaths, sewage, stormwater pipes, everything we provide, shouldn't pay for it.
Okay, so the city deal is supposed to pump a whole bunch of money in to help with housing growth. That's not enough.
No, I don't know whether it will. I'm not sure. Everyone's got a different view. A city deal, as far as I'm concerned, is that they just treat us with respect.
Okay, so what are you going to do about this now that they've said no?
Well, when my 3-monthly meeting with the Prime Minister is due in the next couple of weeks, that'll be on the agenda.
I look forward to hearing how that goes for you, Wayne. Thank you. Look after yourself. Really appreciate your time. As always, Wayne Brown, the Auckland Mayor. It's always an interesting time talking to Wayne, isn't it? Because Wayne tells you the truth and you just found out everything about how that went down.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.